Hey everyone, this is Tyra. Thanks again for tuning in to Living Your Best Life. Again, this is a podcast for inspiring all people through everyday scenarios. Today's topic, I'd love to go over dating in 2018. I know people that follow me on Instagram and know me personally know that it's one of the things that I find to be pretty interesting nowadays, and that's possibly because I'm single and I'm dating. So one of the things that I wanted to talk about in the dating world is the lack of connection and the desire of physical. And it makes a very interesting dynamics depending on which side you lean closer or towards the most. So, for an example, there's many people, men and women, old, young, any race, that believe that dating should be initially physical and later a connection would be sparked. I find this to be a little scary, but I understand 100% where they're coming from. Having that approach makes things fun and exciting, and you know, emotions are more intense and stimulated by physical and activity and a different type of connectedness. While on the other side of the coin, the chemistry and connection piece and emotionally, you know, into someone, that's to me is something that's longevity and unbreakable. If you spend time doing those things while dating, then you're more likely to like really like someone. You're likely to gain a best friend or a confidant, which I feel like is necessary in order for a thriving relationship to come out of it. If there's too much physical too soon, then you never get to that chemistry connected level. And if there's no physical, then it may lead you into the friend zone and you'll never be able to get to that desire intimate level. So add social media or the millions of different dating apps into the picture. This just adds an additional level of complexity. The world is already full of options, but imagine meeting an amazing man or woman and knowing that this person has 10 other women that he's pursuing, it kind of takes off the level of interest because your competition is many and it can go other ways as well. The interest and attention and time available to encourage or foster a connected or chemistry level relationship is going to be limited based on those circumstances. So I find it to be very peculiar in 2018 to meet quality men. And I'm sure there's men out there that feel the same. But I hope that in our love and affection for technology, we realize that there's definitely some issues with it, especially when it requires you to actually interact with each other and beyond the platform. So a couple of things I just want to put out there for all the single people or people out there that's dating or considering leaving their existing relationship and hopes of finding their soulmate. Be stern on your standards. It's the only thing that is yours. And when I say standards, I'm speaking of things that are important to you, like your values, your morals, your, you know, desires for yourself, and most importantly, don't losing yourself. Those are standards that we should have in dating, and they should never be compromised. Now, things that you could potentially waver on, which is my next point, are your beliefs and your wants, and sometimes your needs and your requirements for dating. So, for example, if I'm a person that is really interested in someone, I might lack a belief or behavior because I'm recognizing that this is something that's worth compromising in order to gain more insight into this person. A behavior or belief, it's something that should be normalized and at the choice of the person, not pushed or forced by the other. For example, if I prefer not to go out every single weekend, I shouldn't be chastised about it. I want a partner that understands that I prefer to do other activities than to go to a lounge or a nightclub. I would rather save up my time and duckies, my money, for maybe taking a trip in a month or two so that I feel I'm using my time wisely and I'm not getting burnt out on doing the mundane, meaningless activities. So that's a behavior and a characteristic that I might, change depending on the circumstances, but it has to be on me. If my potential suitor has a problem with it, they're more than welcome to express it, but the result may not change, especially if they're not being understanding to why. There's a gazillion different scenarios that can play into that, but let me move on to the next point, which is being comfortable being alone before you start dating. I think some people jump into relationships after relationships so soon that they don't even know why that other relationship ended, what contributor factors that they played into that relationship not working, what are areas in their life that they need to improve on, and being more grounded in solidarity. And I mean that in the most respectful way. Some people just are scared to be alone. And it's really unfortunate because I find so much peace within myself being able to not have to be stimulated by someone else, especially after a breakup or after a life event. And I feel like being grief-centered allows me the time and energy and mental capacity to prepare to date. Because even though some situations are good to get out of, they still take something away from you, whether it being time, energy, love, changing routines, all of that is something that's gonna change your life routine. Therefore, you're gonna have some levels of impact. But not spending time with yourself is a great way to not meet the person that you should be meeting. So, with that being said, I don't want to make this too long, but I just wanted to make sure that if anyone's out there is dating in this world, just respect yourself. There's a few ways that you can do this, and following those three things that I mentioned are easy. And also, just don't compromise yourself. Always be gracious, remain in your dignity, and respect yourself. Thank you so much for tuning in again to another episode of Living Your Best Life. I hope I inspired someone out there to do better in this dating world. And until next episode, be blessed.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.